United States, Russia is number two. Testifying before the Senate Judiciary Committee, FBI Director Christopher Wray listed the top two threats to American security in this back and forth with Senator Lindsey Graham.
So, Mr. Chairman, I would say that there is no country that poses a more severe counterintelligence threat to this country right now than China.
And I say saying a lot.
That is saying a lot. And I don't say it lightly.
Who would be second?
Probably Russia.
The Chinese, he says, have been keeping the FBI busy.
What it is about, though, is about a country that is in a variety of ways through the Chinese government, the Chinese Communist Party, using not just government officials, but private sector entities, non-traditional collectors, et cetera, to steal their way up the economic ladder at our expense.
The Chinese threat ranges from cyber intrusions to corruption of insiders at U.S. companies, both small and large, Wray said, citing a series of recent Chinese economic espionage cases investigated by the FBI. U.S. academia, he added, remains particularly vulnerable to Chinese spying efforts to steal publicly funded proprietary research. Asked about the upcoming 2020 U.S. elections, Wray reiterated previous comments that Moscow remains intent on interfering in the elections. He called Russia the number two counterintelligence threat to the United States. In Britain, former Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson won the contest to lead Britain's governing Conservative Party on Tuesday. He'll be installed as Prime Minister in a formal handover from Theresa May on Wednesday. In a vote of Conservative Party members, he defeated his rival Jeremy Hunt. Overwhelmingly, the final tally was 66% to 34%. You're listening to VOA News. The UN Refugee and UN Migration Agencies have welcomed a decision by European states to end the arbitrary detention of refugees and migrants in Libya. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from